Mr. Colson, sir. You are.
Hello. Did Bob fill you in, Mr. President? I think we're...
Yeah, he gave me a little rundown on the stuff around the country, so...
Well, it's now beginning to come. The wires are just beginning to pick up the reaction stuff, and it's good. I mean, it's... the lead on UPI is official Washington greeted President Nixon's announcement of a Vietnam ceasefire with prayers to God that a peace would be lasting, audible relief that America apparently was extricated. Longest and most divisive war. It goes on bipartisan, named Bob Brewer, and then UPI says Nixon drew strong praise and his war critics a stinging rebuke from Senator Barry Goldwater.
Good.
They've got two paragraphs of Goldwater's stuff, which is damn good. And then they're, let's see, they pick up, LAP has picked up Humphrey congratulating you. I mean, means more than the end of the war. It'll mean that we in America can once again turn our attention to the urgent domestic needs.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. They've got two paragraphs out of Goldwater's, Dole, Tower. It's beginning
right.
It's beginning to come, and those are cracking at the critics. Interestingly, as Bob Bradley told you, a hell of a lot of the editors picked up that point. You know, like Tom Vail, which I thought was...
Yes, he told me about that.
He was one of the best. To Bloom, teach Saxby a lesson. I would gather, reading these, that the editorial comment is going to be universally good from our standpoint, but a hell of a lot of it kicking at the critics. If you
think so?
Well, reading what they're saying sure is. It's
good.
You know, I'm going to be. He has certainly neutralized the knee-jerk libs. Going to kill Patrick. Aiken's statement is damn good.
Yes, I heard that. Yeah.
So he did. He did take the line.
Came through it.
Stennis was excellent. As I look at each of these, Albert, I'm told, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm told he put out a damn good statement. And Ford and Aaron's both have good ones out. So I think that, you know, as much as the POW wives.
Oh, yeah, how about them? They must
have been excellent. Yeah, they've just been... Of course, the wire copy on them is spectacular.
What do they say?
Hallelujah.
Mrs. Hanson?
Mrs. Beatrice Williams. No, we got Mrs. Grubb, who was on before, and the new gal. She was on NBC with Mrs. Grubb. They both were just superb, saying that you were right in what you had said in your speech, that they never wanted an end of the war just to get their husbands back, that the war was being fought for much more than that. And that their husbands had served for more than that. Hallelujah, said Mrs. Beatrice Williams. I'm going to go someplace and scream. Mrs. Williams, whose husband in prison. Some were so happy they were still expressing disbelief. I cannot believe it. This is very emotional stuff. I'm completely elated. I'm just numb. Mrs. Donald Shea, live in peace. Praying. It's
good.
The POW
good.
Stuff is going to be...
That's going to be very emotional. Very good.
Very emotional. Teddy Kennedy didn't mention your name, but expressed profound relief.
Yeah.
That these years of the nation's sacrifice and tragedy and bitterness are over. They're not over for you, Teddy. Keep sticking it into him. Muskie's question, can the peace last?
Oh, yes.
Isn't that awful? That really...
Right to the last.
Hypocritical son of a bitch. Claiborne Pell said, thank God. I pray it sticks. I think it's, you know, it's ebullient. It isn't, I mean, it's almost, it's kind of like people sighing relief. A hell of a lot of it, like Nolan, you know, saying this is your finest hour. The people at Rogers and Belzano have been talking to have been very emotional.
Good. It's good.
And we'll have between the Fitzsimmons one, which is already out, and which kicks the hell out of the critics, and Meany, who I hope will do that. Brennan said he would. And the rest of our labor guys in the morning, and our veterans group, we've also got that old committee, Americans for Winning the Peace. They've
good.
We had a conference call here tonight.
Good.
Got their people in. We've asked some ad agencies to start running.
Good.
Some praise the president, you know, thank the president ads.
Good.
In lieu of maybe giant food and fuel, you know, just start that
right.
kind of thing going with the flag and a picture of you. I think that'll
right. Good.
That'll catch on. We've got our people calling all the columnists and editors that we can get now, although we can't.
And you, I hope, have a few. savaging CBS, are you?
Yes, sir. That was started tonight with calls and letters and wires to Kalb and Severud.
Good.
Oh, Christ, we'll
savage them.
Hell yeah, we'll cut hell out of them.
I think
the other two, I must say, the other two did all right by us. No, they won't. They'll start, you know.
Oh, we don't mind that. That's all right. Let's get the first reaction. And the people, you know, they, just so the people heard me. So
they sure
these,
did.
What these assholes do is not going to make that much difference.
I'll be anxious to see the ratings because I would imagine, Mr. President, that that's about as big an audience as one can get. I mean, the buildup that this has had for, I mean, the days of expectation and the people who, you know, thought it had come once before and it didn't, and now here it is. And of course, the way you hit it in that first sentence was just superb because it, you know, instead of trying to build up to it, just to come right out and say it, NBC had to rerun it at the end just to be sure everybody got exactly what you said at the beginning. But I think it's, you know, it is playing, in my view, it is playing right on target. I just don't
good,
think,
good.
You know, for the first shot out of the gun.
All right. Oh, that's the first shot is the important one, you see.
Well, that's right.
You just demolish the bastards, and then like you know, November 3rd, there, of course, the instant commentary was pretty negative, but the fact I'd been on won the day.
Well, of course it did. And I frankly think, and Holland and I both agreed on this, that this was as effective a delivery as you've ever made. It was short. You know, it was tight. It was, you got all the points across and wove them in beautifully and hit the critics yourself. Twice. Of course, as Bob probably told you, all of these people that we're talking to are mentioning the Johnson thing. That was a masterstroke. And I think that's that shows bigness. And it also slams those that were
vilifying him.
Yeah, that were tearing
and of course vilifying me too.
Well, that's right. But I mean,
they all get the point.
Nice to use Johnson as the foil for making that point. They've had some veterans on tonight. Some of them were just excellent, you know, that being interviewed on television. And I must say that that lineup of Javits, Humphrey, Tarr, and Jackson, that couldn't have come any better.
Mm-hmm.
Dole has been on. We've heard him on radio.
Yeah, good.
Excellent. So we'll just, my view, which I think we can do, is just keep this alive. We've got the pretty good schedule of people who will be available every day after Henry does his briefing tomorrow.
Right.
Laird will do a...
And he's going down to Congress Friday, you know, getting them a shot, too.
Oh, Henry is?
Yep.
Oh, that's excellent.
He'll go down there and he'll murder those bastards.
Oh, that's excellent. I didn't know that. That's a damn good move.
Right.
Well, we really should be able to dominate the week with it. I hope we can... I talked to Ehrlichman and both today about delaying the budget message if we possibly could.
I
know that we can, but keep all the...
Ehrlichman is, of course, so obsessed. Everybody's obsessed with his own deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a feeling that my going on Sunday night and talking about the budget ain't much, but they feel so strongly, I don't mind. I'll just do it.
Yeah, I hate to take any attention away from Vietnam for...
That's what I mean.
I'd rather keep
talking about our issue a while.
Well, this is our issue, you know, Mr. President.
That's right.
This is where the American people look at you and say, my God, you remember the reaction January 25th last year. I remember that so well because so many people said, my God, what that man endured and never, you know, and he never said it. And he had to remain silent while his critics were attacking. Well, you're going to get the same thing this time when he in spades because it's the end of the war. We will get it from the people. And it's just, we ought to let the glow of this... last for a week or...
Get a hold of Bob and, I don't know, well, you'll be meeting with him and Ehrlichman in the morning.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, Bob agrees on this, and it's just a question of whether it can be, whether we can get the Congress to agree to delay if we... I think we really should, because this is, my God, this is going to dominate. You know, the networks are all cranking up for specials, which means we can get our... You know, there is a beautiful opportunity for us, because we can put our people on... And control who goes on, and they can cut hell out of the critics. The critics. We can control the Sunday talk shows.
Right.
And we can.
Incidentally, Henry should not do a talk show.
Oh, no.
Worth his time.
No, absolutely not. I don't think anybody's. I hope nobody's proposed that. He's not.
The only one that I would put in a talk show. I think you could put Laird on one.
Well, Laird has agreed to do it.
Laird could do one, and.
Mel's in an interesting state of mind, you know. I think he feels that his former colleagues up there didn't treat him very well. I think he thought after 4 years in this job he was going to be, you know, Mel's ego, he thought he was going to be carried out on their shoulders, and he wasn't. And he said to me tonight when he was on his way into the cabinet meeting, he said, I'll say anything you want. He said, I'll be delighted to stick it to these bastards that have made life so tough. So,
good.
You know, and Mel can be very...
He uses Mel a lot. Mel can get vicious as hell, and he's good at it.
Yeah, he's tough, and he doesn't mind being the spear carrier right now for
right.
us. So,
right.
I think he'd be great over this weekend. And I really think we've got it dominated with tomorrow, Henry again on Friday. Thursday, of course...
dead.
Which is
dead.
But yeah, it is good, but they'll be writing interpretive stories.
Right.
And then if we can hold the... of course, there's other news on the weekend, and hold the Sunday talk shows.
Right. Okay.
We'll keep the momentum, Mr. President. I think you just...
Keep needling them. That's the main thing, you know.
We'll needle them with a big needle.
Bye.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Thank you, Mr. President.